Hey, fabulous people. I'm Meredith.
And I'm Michelle.
And together we're here to flip the script on what it truly means to be the it girl.
That's right. Whether you're rocking the runway or embracing the messy bun life, no matter your size, ethnicity, or state of your sweats, you are it.
We're diving deep into the realness of life, celebrating the victories, navigating the failures, and sometimes not having a clue while doing it all.
We've got battle scars, heartbreaks, contagious laughs, and an unbreakable bond of love for each other.
Join us every week as we unwrap different topics and answer questions brought to us by our amazing audience. That's you.
Get ready for a fresh dose of perspective that'll make you think, laugh, and maybe even shed a tear.
We're on this journey together, growing, crying, laughing, and fighting for one another, because that's what being an It Girl is all about.
So send us your burning topics and thought-provoking questions through our website, itgirllife.com, or drop us a line directly at hello@itgirllife.com.
Let's make every moment count, embrace the chaos, and live our best It Girl lives. All right, here we go.
Here we go.
Inaugural episode one. We're going to take some time and interview each other, mm-hmm. get to know each other a little bit more, make sure that our listeners understand who we are. I wouldn't quite say what qualifies us to talk to them, but I do think what qualifies to talk and answer questions. So I think we're going to jump right in and ask ourselves a couple of questions. The good news, Michelle, mm-hmm. is that you and I don't know each other all that well either.
We don't, which is interesting because we decided to start a podcast together.
Yes, this is going to be fun.
But it's like we can all get to know each other together through this journey and this process, and we're taking you along with us. So yes. I think it'll be good.
Yes, this is going to be good. Mm-hmm. So let's go.
Okay.
All right.
Who's starting first, you or me?
If we're going alphabetically, it's me. If we're going by height, it's you.
I love that there's already an order. Everything has to have a rhyme or reason.
Yes, yep.
Okay, yep. Let's go alphabetical. You start. Yes. Go for it.
Okay.
Which means I ask you the question.
Yeah, okay. That's how it
so,
works.
So, Meredith, mm-hmm. who are you? Tell us a little bit about yourself and your story.
Okay. So, who I am a Filipina-American, strong, I would say tiny, and assertive lady, but... My journey and my story is really fun. Professionally, I have been privileged enough to work in the tech industry for about 12 years now. Mm-hmm. Before that, it was in accounting. My education is really around business strategy and leadership, which is really my main passion. Mm-hmm. Coaching people in leadership, growing folks, so on and so forth.
Did you always know that you loved, like, had a passion for leadership and people, or did you find that through, like, the career pathing?
Yeah, good question. I think I was in some very entry level before I even decided to go back to college, mm-hmm. in some entry level positions, and I found that it doesn't matter what position you're in to make a difference and an impact. And that's where leadership kind of sparked something in me, because I was this person, but still felt compelled to be more, do more, have a bigger voice than what I did. Mm-hmm. And so that's where I fell into leadership, which was really kind of cool, and then just absorbed as much information of it as I could.
Mm-hmm. Okay, got it.
Yeah, yeah. My personal story, I mm-hmm. am married. It is my leap year anniversary this year. We'll be together for three leap years, 12 years. And I have a dog named Bruin, who is named after the Boston Bruins, not the UCLA Bruins.
Was the leap year marriage on purpose?
Yes, 100%.
Because you wanted specifically to have anniversary leap years.
We wanted to save for 4 years to go on a big trip every 4 years. And we're not folks. We don't have any kids, so we don't buy something for the holidays for each other or anniversaries or anything. So, yes, intentional leap day anniversary, which
love
is
it.
Fun. So fun.
So fun.
Yeah. The last portion of that is probably you have family scattered around mostly East Coast, mostly Southern California, West Coast. And that's what shaped a lot of who I am today, was being a part of a household that was divorced parents. You know, a lot of people go through that. I have 13 nieces and nephews and a great nephew.
That's wild.
So, yeah, this is who I am. And most of my adult life was taking care of my mother, which has really shaped who I've become to overcome adversity and see, be optimistic and see promise and hope in a lot of different things that others might not. So
yeah. So tell us more about your journey with your mother, because yeah. you've shared a little bit with me about that, but I know mm-hmm. that that's going to be a
huge,
big piece.
Huge. Yeah.
And like a through string throughout our podcast.
Okay. Well, if anybody knows and has ever dealt with anybody who's a Filipino lady, that's my mom. And she's just was the bubbliest, brightest personality. And then I would say in early 2006, 2007, she contracted something similar to a cold and was almost instantly quadriplegic. This happened in the Philippines. And so I was this person starting in this, I was considered an adult, mm-hmm. but really had to overnight take on the responsibility of taking care of an adult parent. And so right. financially,
because none of the other siblings were ready to step up.
Correct. Yeah. Physically, like emotionally, financially, all of those things I had to navigate and figure it out. And then, you know, my husband was just so kind, and we brought her here and had just taken care of her until we lost her in 2019. But through her story and her journey, we found a lot of different opportunities and a lot mm-hmm. of things that she was capable of doing, even though she was essentially quadriplegic. So
yeah, that's yeah, crazy. Yeah. So for how many years were you caring for her?
Since 2007 till 2019.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah, yeah, a lot of a good chunk of good my adulthood.
Yeah, which yes. how old were you when you started? To how old were you when you ended?
Yeah,
that
so
time
let's
frame?
Do math really quickly.
Uh-huh.
I want to.
That's
say,
what I'm getting at, Meredith. Yeah, yeah, can yeah. you do the math for me? Don't make me do the math right
yes,
now.
Yes, like, yeah. Dee-dee. It is like 24, 25, 26 time frame. If I'm thinking correctly, I've always been a support system for my family, and mm-hmm. this has turned the tide of how much support I offered to them. So I would say that's when it took the most amount of effort, was those years in my life,
like
23 to
25.
20s. And then we lost her in 2019.
Which is such an impactful moment in your
so
life.
So impactful, yes.
23 yeah. to 25.
Yeah.
Which actually I didn't really even realize, Meredith. Mm-hmm. That my crazy life, like big moment that really shifted me
was
that same exact time frame, like
Dang.
That 23
yeah,
to 27.
Yeah. Well, and the funny part about that similarly is I was previously married. Mm. And so going through the initial part of my mom getting sick was with my first marriage. And
okay,
then,
so it was you mm-hmm. had to take care of your mom and through the process mm-hmm. go through a divorce.
Yes.
And that whole transition.
Yes.
That was a lot.
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah. And then met my new husband. And then we lost her actually to breast cancer in 2019 and not through her original ailment. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. And so 2019, I'm going to say everybody should know I'm really proud. I'm 40 today. So we're going to do the math and take that away. And I was about 36, 37. She held on. She was in terminal care for about 7 weeks before we lost her. So the last couple of years were the hardest physically and yeah. the hardest emotionally and spiritually to transition, because we knew.
Yeah.
We knew it was getting closer to time. And so just really want to resonate with the audience of whomever's listening of just you always aren't ever alone in an experience. And so I'm so grateful and so thankful to share her story, to share my story in regards to that.
Yeah. And how you worked through your
yes.
own life transition
yeah. mm-hmm.
through the process of growing
mm-hmm.
yourself, but also caring for
yeah.
someone in a very big way.
Yes. Yeah.
Because that's life-changing in itself.
Mm-hmm. It has been the most rewarding, fun journey that I could ever tell anybody. I couldn't say
yeah.
bad. In the moment, there were just
so many experiences
yes.
and lessons learned.
But just looking back, it was just the most I'm honored to have had the opportunity to do that.
Yeah, and have those special moments
mm-hmm.
with her.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Okay, tell the listeners, though, a little bit more about your career history, because I feel like you also have a very interesting career.
I do downplay history. That quite a bit, yeah.
But it's always interesting to know, and don't leave out the part about when you had to be in a full suit.
All the time.
From head to toe.
Yes,
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
And who I am. Yeah. And who I am today. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I guess the fun part about that is I'm a tomboy through and through, right? Ball caps, ripped jeans, hoodies. That's who I am. And in my career through accounting and through IT, I've been fortunate to work for healthcare, for hospitality, for software development, casino, and large retailer. And it's funny because the instances where you would think I would have to dress more professionally, retail and software development, were the ones where I could come in pajamas if I wanted to, and nobody would say a thing.
Right.
But accounting and in the casino environment and the healthcare environment, it was so strict and rigid of what you had to wear. So I did have to wear a lot of pantsuits, and I did have to wear a lot of business attire. But I'm most comfortable in jeans and a ball cap.
Yeah.
I'm fortunate enough and privileged enough to sit at a director, so almost closer to an executive level, depending on what organization you're in, an executive level. Busted my butt, though. So it is hard earned to be able to sit in the platforms that I've been able to, and just really lucky and networked, and I hope people would say was just kind and followed up and followed through with previous folks. And that's been what has opened the doors for me in several different career paths.
How did you go from accounting to IT?
Yeah.
Is that even similar? I feel like that's a big jump.
I mean, it's similar in the fashion of what resonates with me, which is like rules, like hard set rules and regulations.
Rules and regulations.
Yes.
Got it.
Yeah. If you want to please me, you
and
just
I'm
give
over
me a
here
manual.
Like, no rules.
No rules.
Running from the rules. Yep. Break all the rules.
Yeah. If you're like, hey, let's build something. You're like, I got this. And I'm like, I have to read the 82-page manual. So that's
No, I'm ready to just start. I'm like, just open up the bag of tools and give it to me.
No. That doesn't sound like fun. That sounds like anxiety. I'm sweating already thinking about you doing that. So we're not going to build furniture together,
okay,
Michelle.
Good to know. Good
way.
To know.
So from accounting to IT, it has less. Maybe I'm not the best person to answer that. For me specifically, I always want to learn about what I'm doing that impacts everybody else. Mm-hmm. And so I learned so much of all the different softwares and what it was capable of doing.
While I
was doing accounting. So I was an accounts payable clerk. I did accounts receivable. I did payroll. I did analysis, budget and analysis in accounting.
Okay. And through that process, mm-hmm. you were learning about the systems that you were using and you just wanted to know even more.
Yeah. I wanted to learn, but I'm the but why person. Like, hey, but why? And they're like, well, you do this and this, but why? And I feel like I need that. I need the information. Mm. I need to understand. And at that time, I worked for a really large healthcare organization, and they were acquiring more and more hospitals. And so the hospital eliminated my department, and I was recruited to move over to IT.
Okay.
So it was just a really, like, they
knew.
So
it almost happened through happen chance. And
yes.
It was because they saw your passion for it.
Yeah, and I
through your butt
really
why questions.
Enjoy getting to know people. And so I go through all the different departments, talk with people, help them. And then so someone was like, you know how to do a thing. Maybe you can learn how to do a thing over here. And that started the journey. But the funny part of it is I don't know if I just fell into it and I'm good at it, maybe mediocre, and I just have been fortunate with all these other folks in there. But I feel a spark when I get to be with teams and make process better and make systems better and make people, if you've ever worked and said, this is like we're working harder than we should, mm-hmm. then that's where I shine. I'm like, yeah, we are. Let's fix this.
Make it easier.
Yeah. And so I don't know that sums up what IT is in a box, but that's what the parts of IT that I love the most. So
and that's what drew you to it in mm-hmm, the first place, is mm-hmm. through that lens.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
And the most interesting journey is I'm stepping out on my own and mm-hmm. just trying to fulfill a passion, you know, hitting 40 and turning this chapter to say, who do I really want to be here? I was this person because I had to be a caretaker, a caregiver, a breadwinner for so long to support my mom and all those things. And
then you fell into IT just from that happen chance. So then here's here you've been doing IT for this many years, and now it's time to think about what does Meredith want to actually do.
Exactly. Yeah, taking the different components of what I've loved to do and turning that and kind of investing and taking a risk on myself.
That's exciting.
It is terrifying, but it also exciting.
And exciting.
Okay. More so exciting.
So why the It Girl podcast?
Yes, the It Girl podcast for me, which is really funny for me and you specifically, is through conversation, I love to make someone's life easier and or to be a resource for someone who feels like they're facing this alone. And it doesn't matter what the topic is. And in a non-braggy way, when I talk to people and they just share their life story with me and I say, have you ever thought of this? Or I think you would be great at this. And they come back and say, I never thought of it that way. That's really what I'm hoping to provide to whoever it gives us the opportunity and a listen, a different perspective on the outcome of who you're going to become. Because a lot of people don't give themselves enough credit for how amazing they are. And I want to be able to shine that light.
And help people shine
and
that
help
own
people,
light.
Yes.
Their own light on
yeah.
themselves.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Love that.
Okay.
What's your life motto?
Oh, my life motto. I think that my life motto, if I were to choose one in this moment, in this season, is just pull up your bootstraps, dig in, take risks, and trust yourself. That's not a motto. That's more of a paragraph, I feel like.
But, here's my life paragraph.
Yeah, motto. Here's my life yeah. paragraph. But really just...
To go for it.
To go for it. Yes, thank you.
Yeah,
you
that's,
gave
what,
me
I,
my
that's
motto.
What I hear the most is like to go for
it. But with a plan. No. To go for it, but make sure it's completely planned out and every move you make is assessed with a risk.
If that doesn't tell you her background in a nutshell, I don't know what will.
Yeah, yeah.
Go for it, but assess your risk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Love it. I love that.
Yeah, and I'm thrilled. I'm excited for this opportunity and this journey and just to see where we can go and who we can impact, hopefully impact, I would say.
Oh, not even hopefully, for sure.
Yeah.
Impact.
Yes.
Well, how many can we
yes.
impact?
Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, that's so great.
Yeah, okay. Are you ready? I'm a little bit red in the face, a little bit warm over here, having that much attention on me for that long.
Yeah, sorry.
No.
I know we meant to go back and forth, but then I was like, let's
you
just
were
keep
in
going.
It. You did
yeah,
a good
I was
job.
In it,
thank
so let's
you.
Just keep going.
Yes,
okay.
Yeah. I think they bumped up the air.
Good. Yeah, they bumped up the air. Here we go. I don't know if we're editing any of that out, but feel free to do whatever you want with that. Okay, here we go.
Here Michelle, we go. Here we go. Who are you? Tell us a little bit about yourself and your story.
Okay, who am I in a nutshell? So I am a second generation Korean American. I like to say 2.5 because my dad moved here when he moved to America when he was in middle school. So he got here with his parents, my grandparents, really early on. His parents were both medical doctors at the Albany Medical School. And so he came early on, again, when he was in middle school. Then my mom came here on her own to marry my dad, mm-hmm. specifically through an arrangement, to marry my dad when she was 23. And so that's why I like to say 2.5.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit extra. So my dad is like fully, he's a little bit more Americanized, where my mom is a little bit more fresh off the boat.
Mm-hmm.
But I love it that way.
Love it.
I love it that way.
And I know, I'm picturing it already.
Yes. And I think I'm just going to mention my mommy. So I'll probably talk about her a lot on this podcast. We call her Crazy Happy Lee. She's nuts. And I think we both share that love for our mothers in
yes.
that way. And so anyways, there's that. Okay. And then back to myself. What else do I want to tell you about myself? I have first time mom at 40. So I'm 41, and I had my first child at 40, which is an incredible piece of like story for me. I mean, it's what that represents for me is possibility, and so I love to share that about myself. I'm a teacher at the core. I love to teach. I love self-leadership. I'm a huge self-leadership advocate. I love to work out. I'm a huge sweat junkie. My husband and I own a CrossFit gym. We've been working out for over 10 years. He's been doing it much longer, but I'm new to working out. And then I love to laugh. I'm a huge laugh enthusiast. Mm-hmm. So that's me in a nutshell and like the top level. And then my story, I'm pausing, so we may have to edit some. But what is my story?
You've had a long journey.
I've had a long journey, but what is my story? My story, like my main story is that, well, I'll talk about my career pathing. So we'll move on to career pathing. So Let me just think for a second.
Let me give you a little bit of a prompt. What was your first spark of interest to know that you loved teaching people and leading people? Because you brought that up as one of your core things at that top level.
Okay, yeah. I do love leading people and leading self. So I think for me, I opened up two restaurants when I was 27 years old by myself, had no idea what I was doing. Actually listened to an interview on NPR and heard this guy talking about how he opened up a restaurant in a recession, reached out to him, said, hey, can you just teach me everything you know? Cause I want to open up a restaurant. So ended up hiring him as a consultant. He ended up helping me open up this restaurant. We opened up two, in Charlotte, North Carolina. And, they were great. They were both really super successful. I had no idea what I was doing in terms of management or people. And I tell the story sometimes where I literally hired and fired somebody every single day for 2 weeks straight. And it was the most exhausting experience of my life. And I had to grow up really fast through that process. Then I ended up getting a divorce, like you, and ended up needing to step out of the business and needed to find a new career pathing and stumbled upon retail, which at the time felt like a major downgrade because I went from owning my two businesses to then working at the mall, which felt like less than for some reason. And that was something that I had to work through because I was putting way too much value on my work and myself. And so I had to work through that. Anyways, that's a whole other episode. So through the process of getting into retail is when I really realized that I had this huge passion for managing people and leading people and learning how to develop myself. So the first company that I worked for within retail was Lululemon. And that company really develops you and gives you the tools to be able to learn about yourself and self-management practices. And it was through that process that I realized that my current life as it stood was not working for me. And it was because I was not making the right choices that were aligned with who I was as a person, which then made me realize I don't know who I am as a person. So at 27, 28, I had to hit the reset button and start over and really look at my life and say, okay, who am I and who do I want to be? Again, very similar to your path, and decided that I was going to go on this whole journey of self-discovery. And in the process, while still working in retail, got a certification called Light Your Leadership in self-leadership, and have continued to work with people individually and to help them in their own like life journey, basically.
Yeah. I think what you're downgrading for yourself is that at 27, not many people are just like, I'm going to shoot my shot and open my own restaurants and then like, okay, I'm going to pivot and then do this whole career change. Like at 40, that's a thing that I'm just now like, who do I want to be?
Yeah.
But that is just such a risk that my mind, it, for anybody at 26, 27-year-olds that have that, and I just, you know, embrace it and lean into that, which is so amazing. It's so cool.
I mean, it was a leap. I will say it was not of my own, like, choice and desire, and I think that was part of it, was it was through the marriage where my ex-husband was like pushing me to do something. And so I took this on and I'm so grateful because it grew me in ways that I can't even explain. And when it's all said and done, like, I don't know if I would have done it for myself. Mm-hmm. So that was like, again, the beginning of this journey of like, what am I doing and who am I doing it for?
Yeah.
And why am I trying to please mm-hmm. every single person and meet all these other people's expectations, everyone except for my own?
Yeah.
So it is this like amazing accomplishment and I'm so proud of it. And it was the hardest thing that I've ever done. And at the same time, it's so strange because it's not something that I actually initially wanted to do.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't take it back.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, that's mm-hmm. the story.
Yeah. Yeah. What about all of this journey and who you've become today and all your experience? What makes you want to do this podcast with me and on this journey that we're on now?
I think it's for me, it's similar to you where I want to impact lives. And I want to help people on their journey, their own journey. I've had such a long line of like, I want to say a long life, but really, I mean, I'm only 41. But I've had such an experience of learning, failing, growing, figuring it out, starting over. Mm-hmm. And I know other people are going through that too. And not everyone has the tools to get to the other side.
Yeah.
And I think for me, I see it so much where people like you feel like you don't see people shining their light. And I don't think I see people really fully recognizing their full potential. Mm-hmm. Like I'm the person who will tell me something and I'm like, oh, that could easily be a business. You can do that. I just inherently believe in you. I believe in people. Mm-hmm. I believe in the human potential. I know that things are possible because I mean, I've completely shifted my life. Like I went from
several times,
but I went from like zero, black, nothing, yeah. darkness. My life is over. I don't know what to do with myself. Is anything even going to happen from this place forward?
Yeah.
To being able to create a life for myself that I designed and yeah. then ended up having a baby at 40 years old. Mm-hmm. And so for me, my entire life, I just want it to represent if I can do it, you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can help somebody along the way learn one or two things on how to get through that process mm-hmm. quicker, faster, easier, then I'm here for it.
Yeah. I mean, I know that this interview process wasn't us hyping each other up, but I would say having gotten to know you better in these last 60 days being colleagues and swiftly turning into friends, I don't think I had ever really visualized an opportunity to heal and reflect internally when I was really coupling leadership and my way of leadership and all of the like the certifications and the degrees that I've gotten mm-hmm. was really outward, me coaching others how to lead and me building others. But there was a component of that where I wasn't self-healing. And so
right.
that journey that you continue to like, but did you do this? And are you sure for mm-hmm. you? And I feel the most uncomfortable there.
Right.
But it's necessary
so
in order
necessary.
For me to grow to a next level or do that. And so I think that that's something I want people to resonate with as they hear you speak specifically, because I'm going to come with a lot of aggression and a lot of sarcasm and love. Because that's who I am. I hype people up and I'm like, yeah. no, we're not going
right.
to do it that
but in
way.
In the real way. In the realest
real
way.
Yeah. Yes. But for them to really truly understand, make sure that you continue to look inward.
Right.
Because I don't. That's not a place. I'm like, no, that's messy. I'm just going to close that
closet.
I'm
always going to be like,
that's
ooh,
the junk
I think
drawer.
You might need to open that door though. You may want to investigate
yeah.
that.
Yeah. No, that's a hot mess. We don't talk about her. Like that's what
So for me though, it's like you have to uncover those things to reach your highest potential.
Yes.
To be your most powerful self.
I can see it.
To show up every single day as that person requires you to peel back the onion, mm-hmm. get all up in there, mm-hmm. and figure out what has been creating your current life view.
Yeah.
And is that the narrative you want to continue living?
Mm-hmm.
And recognize that you have agency and power over it and you can change it.
Yeah.
And I think if I could be on a soapbox and talk about that forever and ever, I would. Just you are responsible and you can change your circumstances
yeah.
and the quality of your life simply by shifting your mindset around it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I want to do this podcast. I want to continue to help people see those things for themselves and figure it out. And again, like I said, if I can help you in any way, do it easier, faster, I'm here for it. So,
yeah. I yeah. would agree. And then I will just introduce the sarcasm and the judgery.
I love the judgery.
I don't know that that's the real word to say.
The judgery is good, though, sometimes.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
sometimes self-work can feel a little it sounds super easy, and there's going to be lots of times where I'm going to make it sound like, just do it. It's really simple. And I think that's where your judgery is going to come in and mm-hmm. bring that dose of real, mm-hmm. where people can resonate and be like, yeah.
Yeah. Well, when you're like, about that. Just sit in your feelings. And I'm like, no. Like,
I don't think so.
I don't want to sit there.
Right.
So,
but it's a process.
I agree. So do you have a life motto?
So, do you think? Do I have a life motto? Yes, I do. And let me sum it up as, I mean, my main life motto is that you have the capacity to do, be, or have anything that you want. It's all possible.
Yeah.
I think that, I mean, that would be the motto. It would just be.
Believe in yourself.
Believe in yourself. Yeah. You can do it. Yeah. Believe mm-hmm. in yourself. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel through my interview from you to me, I didn't give a shout out to my pops, who has very much been in the picture the whole time. So I'm going to
subtly go back.
We don't have to go back. I'm just going to shout out to my pops, lives close, my Irish dad.
So was he in the mix when your mom got sick, and was he a part of the caretaking?
Yeah, thank you for asking that, because it's heavy. We, my dad also has health issues.
Okay.
And so through a lot of my mom's journey, he had a stroke, lost his vision.
Oh, my
through
goodness.
That, found he had bladder cancer, heart, like triple bypass, and
so he was dealing
aneurysms.
With his own
health. And so I'm hopeful that I was equally there for them both, but he moved to be closer to us and my family. They had been separated since I was very, very little, and I'd moved several times for both of them. So love them both very much. They're a huge part of who I am.
Yeah. And your dad's still alive.
He is still alive. He is in Kansas, where we moved from, to here to Waco. Mm-hmm. But had a lot of health ailments going on. But, you know, my family through, I think I'm closer to my family in the last 10 years than the first 30 years of my life, which is weird to say and sound out loud. But it was a journey for all of us to get to where we're at and be in a really good place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which mm-hmm. is, I mean, again, another reason why you want to be on this podcast.
Yes.
Sharing the stories, because there's a lot
mm-hmm.
of people dealing with family.
Yeah.
Issues.
Yes.
Trauma.
Yeah.
Miscommunication.
Agreed.
All of those things. So I think that's really important.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I would certainly agree.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think we did a good job of just summing up who we are, having the crucial background of why we're doing this, why we're hopeful that people tune in, write in questions. What else didn't I ask? What else didn't we ask each other that we might want to ask through? It's going to envelop quite a bit, episode over episode.
Okay, so then do you have a favorite quote or meme? I know you love a good meme.
None of them are PG-13, so maybe we're going to slide into this real softly, because my face is usually like, F around and find out. That's my, like, not my motto or my thing, but I'm really protective of the people that I lead, mm-hmm. my family, all of that. So I really don't take a lot of crap from people, but I do it in the kindest way with a really nice smile on my face. So some people are like, is she mad? She looks happy. Does she mean it? When I say over my dead body, they're like, oh, that sounds funny, but I mean it. So I don't know that I have a quote or a meme that is appropriate.
That sums all that up.
Well, that also sums up the impression I want to give people, that I genuinely want to help them, because I genuinely want to help them find that voice too. So F around and find out is what I want to tell you. No. Do you have a quote? Let's pivot back to you.
Okay, so then mine, which I think is hilarious to share now that you just shared F around and find out, is be who you're created to be and you will set the world on fire.
Yes, okay.
And so somewhere in the middle of that.
I'm the gasoline. Somewhere in the middle
of that will be the it girl that will be born from that.
Yes, yeah. Flipping the script on what it means to be the it girl, where there's this new chapter and this new craze of supporting each other well and being there for each other,
imperfectly.
Yeah.
Imperfectly. Mm-hmm. I think it's that right there, because in the world that we live today, mm-hmm. where everything's perfectly manicured and everyone is posting their highlight reel, we're here to tell you that there's another side.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we're embracing the imperfection and embracing the
journey.
And
we love both sides.
Both sides.
Yeah.
Both sides are great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now that you have a better idea of who we are, don't forget to submit your burning questions through our site, itgirllife.com, or by emailing us at hello@itgirllife.com. We can't wait to hear from you. Send us your burning questions and topics. We want to discuss them and help you out. So the more you send us, the more content we will have for you. So
yeah,
hit us up.
Yeah. Grateful for you guys. Thanks.
Thanks. Bye.